KSJD Streaming is sponsored by Osprey PAX, a Montezuma County company since 1990. Osprey PAX, pack your passion, go.
Good morning. This is KSJD. I'm Tom Yoder. Most parents know that reading bedtime stories to preschoolers is key to developing early literacy, but research shows that teachers and others who read to children should engage them with lively, enthusiastic readings that bring characters and plots to life and pose open-ended questions that spark children's comprehension, vocabulary, and interest. Reading aloud to children ages 5 and under is important because it can make the difference between a child who picks up reading easily and one who struggles when they reach kindergarten. Joining me in the studio this morning is Eric Eikenoy. He is the library director at the Cortez Public Library. Good morning, Eric.
Good morning, Tom.
Also here with me is Laura McHenry. She is the children's librarian at the Cortez Public Library. Good morning, Laura.
Hey, Tom.
Eric, how is the library supporting some of the efforts around early childhood literacy?
The library has traditionally always been a great place for early literacy development. We've always had story times. We've always had more children's books than one can generally imagine. But through a program that we're working on now, the SPELL program, which is supporting parents through early literacy. In early literacy through libraries, we're kind of taking a more proactive approach to early literacy and going outside the traditional roles of what libraries do and trying to reach parents in the homes to show the benefits and help kind of teach them and coach them with early literacy skills for helping their children.
Yeah. And Laura, you have different kinds of events, different kinds of things that you're doing as the children's librarian. What kinds of things are you doing?
Well, for the SPELL grant, we had to come up with a timeline. So once a month, I'm going to the Monte Loris Early Childhood Council Family Nights, which they sponsor. And once a month, we'll be demonstrating our puppet, which is called the Cuddle Uppet, which we're getting with the grant. And how to interact with your child using stories. The children will get a book and a cuddle up it, and that will be during our regular story time. We'll be at the early childhood fair that the Monte Loris Early Childhood Council is a part of. We'll be going to some Butler family nights, Butler Head Start, and also Pinion Project is going to be incorporating this in their literacy nights and making their home visits. So anytime that we have an opportunity to go out into the community. Once a quarter, we'll be doing a family night at the library. Who work can come in.
So you've got some local partners that you're working with, it sounds like, some
yes.
other organizations around this. Eric, what's at stake when it comes to early childhood literacy when a child is so young? Sometimes it's hard to think under 5 that it's that important.
Yeah, it is amazing. What's at stake is, there have been a lot of different studies done and, there's so much data, but the basic information that comes out is children are more prepared for school. The more words they hear, the more their parents interact with them or whoever the adult is that's kind of the guiding force in their life, the way they interact with them, the way that, it helps them be prepared. It helps them think. It helps them, be more comfortable with books, with learning, with just education, being more receptive to how they can learn.
Well, and you had shared an article with me from The New Yorker that really goes beyond just reading, but also just when you're talking with children to use more vocabulary. Can you talk a little bit about what was in that article?
Yeah, it is that simple. And sometimes it's something we don't do around kids is we kind of, kids babble and talk all the time. And a lot of times we just kind of ignore that and just kind of, it becomes background noise. And so you want to engage them. You want to, when they talk about a sign that they see or a car that they see, ask them more about it. Say, oh, what color is that car? Or, what are the pictures on that sign? And it's just kind of that back and forth helps them, it encourages them to talk more. It encourages them also to listen as well. And, you know, I think when we talk about reading to a child, this is a little more of an active reading. You know, you can read to your child, but also what we want is we want the children to be reading to the adult, and the adult's kind of asking them questions, pointing out, you know, pointing out what's on the pages that they're seeing, what, you know, what sort of animals are on these pages and things like that.
And we'll post a link to that New Yorker article when we post this interview up on our website. But it really just sounds like what's really key is that engagement, that interactivity between the reading and the child. Laura, you've seen lots of kids in your role come into the library and they get read to. What kind of impact are you seeing, or how is it changing these children when they're having that sort of interactive moment during reading or story time, that kind of thing?
I think they're more interactive with their parents. They're better behaved because they have that relationship with their parents. And also they're more prepared for school. We don't teach reading, but we help prepare the child for school during our story time. So we do concentrate on different concepts, you know, like we colors, letters, different times of the year. We try to change it up quite a bit. And so we have the literature that reflects that with us when we choose our books. With our grant, what we're trying to do is we're trying to establish a habit in the home, a daily habit. And that's the thrust of the grant. And in fact, I think on the brochure, it's 21 days to form a reading habit. And that's important. And once that becomes a habit, and we feel that with these cuddle-uppets, the interactive puppets, the child will bring that out, and then that will remind the parent, yeah, let's have our 20 minutes of reading. And then we ask them to have a quiet corner in the house that's dedicated to reading. So we say, turn off the electronics, turn off the TV, you know, mute the cell phones, just have a quiet time with your child. And if your child is restless, go ahead and leave it for another time. Also, we find that by the time children are in third grade, if they don't have these habits established, if they're not proficient readers and fluent readers, then they really start going downhill with their schoolwork.
Well, and it really sounds like the parents are the key to this. So this outreach really, in some ways, is getting to parents to create the space and to have these activities with their children. Do you encourage parents to come into the library to learn about this stuff, or how does your outreach to parents work?
Either way, what they found with the Spell Grant, when the state library first got the federal money that they had to work with, and they did their own prototype, which we're in a prototype grant. With seven other sites in Colorado, they found that that the main thing was to use partners. Why go out and gather children when you can go to sites where the children are? So that's what we will be doing, and be doing a lot more outreach. And as librarians, we find that we're advocates. And that we also like to liaise with other partners, and it's very important to form partnerships. So, yes, we will be doing a lot of outreach. And, yes, parents do come to us, but most of the time the parents that come to us are ones that have learned on the laps of their parents. They've been read to. We're trying to reach people who may not have really proficient reading skills, and we try to encourage that. So we'll be using a lot of wordless picture books and be teaching them different ways to interact with their children.
Well, you're listening to KSJD this morning. I'm Tom Yoder, and this morning my guests are Eric Eikenoy. He's the library director at the Cortez Public Library. And Laura McHenry, she's the children's librarian at the Cortez Public Library. We're talking about early childhood literacy this morning, and we're going to take a quick break, and we'll be right back. Stay with us. We're back. I'm Tom Yoder. This is KSJD. This morning I'm talking with Laura McHenry, the children's librarian at the Cortez Public Library, and Eric Iaconelli. He's the library director at the Cortez Public Library. And we're talking this morning about early childhood literacy. You know, Eric, it strikes me that this is really, this issue of early childhood literacy is really at the crux of another issue with libraries in general, and that's the movement towards digital media. How is that affecting this issue of early childhood literacy?
Yeah, it's definitely a major impact. Libraries are trying to find out different ways that we can use this to our benefit. And one of the ways that we're with this grant, we've partnered with a company called Ready Rosie, which really targets activities to parents by using their cell phones. So what it does is a parent can sign their child up or their children up for this, and then they'll be sent daily reminders with little videos and activities that they can do with their children. You know, 2 or 3 minute simple activities, just something to engage them. And I mean, we talk about, you know, wanting people to turn off their phones, which of course we do when they're reading, but we also know that that's not necessarily very likely for a lot of people. And if we can reach people where they're at, and that is on their technology and their cell phones, you know, that we hope that can really be a benefit to us. And there's an amazing amount of new resources coming out for helping children with reading and sounds and letters, you know, but I think what's important with those still is the key component is you don't just sit your kid in front of the iPad and say, play this game. You really interact with them and, you know, talk about the letters and talk about the sounds that they're hearing.
Is it becoming easier for librarians and libraries to come online and to get this to be a part of your vocabulary and part of what you're doing?
I think so. Yeah. I think, you know, technology has moved so fast that we've had to get on board. Otherwise, you know, people talk about how relevant libraries would be. If we weren't highly engaged in technology, we would be way left behind in the dust. So, yeah.
And Laura, what are you seeing as more and more parents and you know, especially younger parents now, this has been a part of their lives since when they were young, these cell phones and iPads and tablets and this kind of thing. Are you seeing that there's some really good resources available that are online for young parents and young children?
Yes. I send out a weekly newsletter, and anytime I come across anything, I share that with the parents. But in reality, I really should be on Facebook or Twitter. And that's where I need to go that step further. Like Eric said, if libraries don't keep up, then do we become irrelevant? I think in maybe a generation's time, we might be, you know, discussing this a lot more. Right now, it is a big issue with libraries, so we do have to keep up with the technology. And yes, parents are very technologically savvy. They've learned it in the cradle, and so have their children.
Yeah. So you're really talking about a movement towards social media and getting the word out that way. Are you seeing that more in terms of a communication device or as a way of sharing resources, that kind of thing?
Both.
Yeah?
Yes, very much so. I see sometimes that parents will let their children, like Eric said, you know, you can't just hand them the iPad and say, play this game. But I see them letting the child play with their phone a little bit more. So by the time the child is a toddler, you know, they know how to turn on the phone. They know how to turn on the computer.
Yeah, that's true.
And we do have children's computers at the library. They don't have internet access, but they're fully loaded with educational games and their touchpad. And we see little teeny toddlers in there activating and interacting with the computer. They're called AWE computers, A-W-E. And we have about 6 of them, and we encourage parents to bring their children in and utilize those resources.
It's like now we have to start talking about digital literacy too, I guess.
Yeah. Yes.
As it relates to some of this stuff.
And our generation, well, my generation, the boomers, we're on the tail end of that. Eric's generation is fully immersed in it. Mm-hmm. And I think we will, in a generation's time, we'll see that we will not have anybody that is not online.
Yeah, you'll have to be savvy with all of that.
Yes.
Eric, how do people find out more about these programs and get involved?
Yeah, they can either just stop by the Cortez Public Library. They can give us a call, ask to talk to Laura or myself, or you know, if they're in the library, you know, many of the staff can kind of give them some of the basics about what's going on. We're really planning on making this a program that's very visible. You know, we want the Spell Grant, and we want people in all the organizations that we're working with to this. We want this spell to be kind of a brand for us almost, so people know what it is and see what early literacy are thinking about early literacy a lot.
Yeah. Yeah. And you wanted to give a shout out to somebody who helped write this grant.
Yes,
real quick.
Yeah, we have to talk about the previous director, Joni Hallen. She was the one who really got us this grant, and she's working with us now too. So,
all right, great. Well, thank you both for being here this morning. It was nice talking with you, and best of luck with your programs.
Thank you, Tom.
Thank you.
That's Eric Eikenoy. He's the library director at the Cortez Public Library. And Laura McHenry, she's the children's librarian at the Cortez Public Library. We've been talking about early childhood literacy this morning. You're listening to KSJD. I'm Tom Yoder.